Welcome to Rhema for Today.
They say that we just need to have a general faith. Well, without faith, you don't get saved. Without faith, you don't receive the Holy Spirit. Without faith, you don't receive any of the promises of God into your life.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagen. We went into Rhema's archives and chose Kenneth Hagin's classic teaching, Effective Faith. It takes faith to please God, Hebrews 11:6. That's why we need to know how to live by faith. This will be a great week of teaching. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Right now, here's Kenneth Hagin with today's message.
I want to begin my series called Another Look at Faith. You know, I would have never been born if it wasn't for the so-called faith message. I prefer to call it just the Word of God. It's God's Word. You may remember from reading after my father and hearing him minister that as a teenager on his deathbed, he called a minister to ask him about Mark 11:23-24. And because of his condition, he couldn't really get anything out. And the minister just patted him on the hand and said, because they had told him that he didn't have but just a few days, and he put on his professional voice and said, "There, my boy. Just a few more days and it'll all be over." But thank God that a teenage boy had faith in the Word of God when nobody told him about it. He hadn't heard anybody preach it. He simply read it in the Word of God. "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast in the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them." This ministry has stood for faith because God told Brother Hagin to go teach my people faith. This was a special assignment, special emphasis. This does not mean that there's not more to the Word of God than faith. This does not mean that faith is more important than any other doctrines of the Word of God. Although the Bible does say without faith it's impossible to please God. And so we have put emphasis on faith and believing what the Word of God has to say. Not everybody's been really thrilled about it. Some have said that it's wrong for people to have faith for specific things. They say that we just need to have a general faith. Well, without faith, you don't get saved. Without faith, you don't receive the Holy Spirit. Without faith, you don't receive any of the promises of God into your life. They tried to say that having specific faith for specific things is manipulating God. And they say that it is taking away from the sovereignty of God and so forth and so on. Well, the Word of God says in Mark chapter 5 that there was a woman that had an issue of blood. "For she said, if I may touch but the hem of his garment, I will be whole," or healed. You said it. That's specific. She did not have just a general faith. She had a belief that if she could touch Jesus for one specific thing, that was to be healed of the issue of blood that she had had for 12 years. I believe that's specific. I want you to notice down there around verse 34, I believe it is, when Jesus turned to her and said, "Who touched me?" He did not try to correct her theology. He did not go off on a doctrinal dissertation. He simply looked at her and said, "Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole." Remember in Acts 14, Paul is preaching down in Lystra, and there's a crippled man there listening. In about the ninth verse, the same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him, that's Paul now, steadfastly beholding him, perceiving that he had faith to be healed. He didn't have faith, just a general faith in God. He had faith for a specific need. I thank God today that my father didn't have just a general faith in God, but he had a specific faith and believed God, and God healed him. He has been called the modern day teacher of faith. But if you'll listen to what he has to say and not listen to what some of the critics say, you will find that the first book that he ever got after he got healed his own self, the first thing he ever read about faith and healing was Mrs. Newsom's book, The Life of Faith. And the next book he read was Ever Increasing Faith by Smith Wigglesworth. The Bible and those two books is where he formulated his preaching and teaching on faith and healing. Nowhere else. But that's where he formulated it. He was preaching faith and healing as far back as I can remember. My father-in-law, he has heard Brother Hagin preach for years. And he says he's not preaching anything different today than he heard him when the first time when he was preaching way back in the late 30s and early 40s. Same thing. I want us to take another look at faith, because I think that we have pulled back some from the strong confession and faith message. Let us first of all establish what faith is not. Now, most of us know what faith is. But what is faith not? See, sometimes to accurately see something and accurately identify something, we must first of all find out what it's not. In fact, sometimes it is easier to find out what it is when you find out what it's not. In fact, you have an easier time discovering what it is. I know many times down in the mechanic shop, sometimes rather than beginning to look for the problem, they began to sort out what it's not. And by finding out what it's not, they come up with what it is. If it's in the electrical system, then they began to go and they say, well, it's not this, it's not this, it's not this, it's not this. And pretty soon, you start running through the system. After a while, you're going to come on what it is. See, many people have assumed things about faith which is not biblically correct. And this actually does give some credibility to what some people are saying because of the assumption of some people and their remarks and their activities. Because they assume what faith is that's not biblically correct, they wind up in disappointment. I'm going to share with you, first of all, 12 things that faith is not. I believe if we get a hold of these and grasp these points, we can truly have a better understanding of faith.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's 4-CD series, Knowing God as Your Father. Next is Lynette Hagin's slimline book entitled God's Peace, Experience It All the Time. Last but not least is Kenneth Hagin's 3-CD series, It Shall Come to Pass. All these items are for the special price of only $45. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
You know, you hear me all the time talk about becoming a word partner.
Yes.
Well, I'm talking about somebody that prays for us regularly and sends an offering at least once a month, whatever they can afford to send.
Yes.
To support Rhema. That's what a word partner is. And you can become a word partner with us by just going to rhema.org/WPC. And I want to thank all of you that are our partners.
Yes.
You're helping us to take the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ around the world. And I would welcome you to become a partner with us. And once again, let me give you that, rhema.org/WPC. We would welcome you to become a partner with us.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll-free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth Hagin will continue his series, Effective Faith. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.